Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
Everybody, welcome into Swiper Stay. I'm going to read some pop culture headlines. Parker and Bryant. Parker, this is your last day of having the superpower.
Oh,
he's going to pray that one of us calls in sick or takes another day off so that he can.
Maybe I'll lock the door on Jamie.
There you go. Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
She's only your boss.
That won't go badly for you.
That's fine. So how it's going to work is I'm going to read some big pop culture headlines, and Brian and Parker are going to decide whether to stay and hear more or swipe on to the next one. Let's go on to story numero uno. All right. A political candidate is planning a reality show.
No. Oh, is it the one we talked about the other day? I'll stay, but let's make it quick.
Swipe.
Is it Sean from the Real World?
I don't want to swipe.
Oh.
Of course.
Well, too bad, Parker.
Yeah.
It is actually Spencer Pratt.
What?
The former reality star who's running for mayor of Los Angeles.
Oh, right. God.
Now, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Pratt already signed a deal with Los Angeles production company Boardwalk Pictures to start rolling the cameras as he runs for mayor. The production team is about to begin filming with Spencer, his wife Heidi Montag, both of the Hills, and their kids throughout his political journey. Here's where it gets interesting.
LA sucks.
According to insiders within the deal that he signed, the show is slated to continue if he does win the office of the mayor of Los Angeles. So my question to you guys is, should this be allowed? And does this, in your mind, if you're looking at people to vote for it, does something like this?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, Frank froze.
Oh, no, Frank.
I will answer, though. No, this should not be allowed. This is the L.A. mindset in a nutshell. And remember, I lived in L.A. for about 5 years. So it's not that I'm talking out of school from way far away. I was actually there. The LA mindset is everything has to be on camera. Everything is about showbiz. I don't want my mayor, and Los Angeles has a lot of problems. It's a major city, just like any other major city, a lot of problems. I don't want some guy who's never done anything playing for the camera. If God forbid he wins, he is an unserious man. We see what happens when unserious people are elected, and Spencer Pratt needs to go away. This is the only reason he's running is so he could get this contract for this reality show. He knows he doesn't have it, but this was a quick payday. And if voters in Los Angeles reward him for that, then you get what you deserve. And your superficial mindset and superficial image of being just nothing but, look at us, it's going to be cemented. So there's my answer, Frank.
But Brian.
But Frank.
What? When has hiring a former movie star or reality star not worked out in this country? Come on now.
All right. You're right.
What?
Story two.
America's great again. All right. A-list artist drops 3 albums overnight to spark their comeback.
All right, that's a little much. Stay.
Yeah, I'll stay.
3 albums in one night?
Who's doing that?
Drake is doing that.
Oh.
You love the Drake, Parker.
I love the Drake.
Drake is officially back in the game after 2 years by dropping 3 albums at midnight. Drake fans were already anticipating the album Iceman for months heading into last night's release. Though during a live stream, Drake revealed that he also had 2 more records he'd share as well, sharing the artwork for Maid of Honor and Habibti on Instagram and dropping them at midnight too. Now, of course, all of this comes after Drake's reputation took a massive hit from Kendrick Lamar's diss track, Not Like Us. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go rewatch the Super Bowl performance from 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
2 years ago, and yeah, it's a song that I had to hear maybe 20 times a day for a 9-month stretch.
Yeah, that was tough.
And if that doesn't destroy someone's reputation, I don't know what does. So Drake is back. We'll see if he fires back at Kendrick Lamar or if he's smart and just lets it be.
Surely, dude,
if you've had enough time to do three albums and you haven't released anything in 2 years, space it out, because there's a good chance, unless you know that your career is done and you're like, well, I've got these three, I might as well put them all out now because I'm done in about 6 weeks.
So quality over quantity guy is what you're saying.
Yeah, I would like quality over quantity. Just because you have three albums doesn't mean you need to release them.
Fair enough.
We've seen that on many box sets too, with previously unreleased. Yeah, we knew
previously
why.
Unreleased. Yeah, because it wasn't good. I don't want it.
It sucked then, and it sucks now.
Except for Taylor Swift's hidden tracks, those are usually pretty. There's usually one good one. All right, major casting process is underway.
Major casting project. Yeah, it's Friday. Let's go three for three, Frank. I'm
Parker.
Staying.
Swipe. But I know what that means.
Oh. We're swiping.
Whoa!
What?
Whoa! Oh.
We're going to swipe for Parker.
All right.
Hope music artists, unreleased music stolen.
Oh. A little heist? Oh. Stay.
More music? I'll stay. Frank works hard. I'll stay. It's Friday. I'm banana.
It's all right. What do we got? 1 minute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The man who was arrested last year in Atlanta on charges of stealing hard drives containing unreleased Beyonce music has...
Ooh.
Pleaded guilty.
He pleaded guilty?
He was pleading guilty.
He pleaded.
Pleaded?
Did you woke him up today?
The pleats, pants, guys.
Did his pleats work? His pleats pled guilty?
Couldn't remember what the exact.
That's all right.
It's fine. The English language sucks.
Jay-Z hasn't had him, somebody come to his house.
Anyways, he'll spend 3 years after the prison sentence on probation.
All right, good for him. Frank, another stellar week of Swipe or Stay. Thank you very much.